Fuck the fuck in, man. You already know what the fuck going on. Skip. Like that boy Shannon Sharp would say, skip. LeBron James going for his 8th straight motherfucking finals appearance. The boy done been there 9 times. This is his 8th straight. Now even Michael Jordan ain't never did that. Shout out to LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, man. Those guys have definitely been plugged the fuck in. Like, for real, for real. I mean, what do y'all think? Do y'all think LeBron's gonna stay? Because I feel like his wife ain't with Cleveland. Like, they from Akron and all that. So, why the fuck would they stay in Ohio? I mean, he's to the point where he didn't, you know, it's like his 15th year. 15 straight season. The man's playing all 48 minutes a game. And I was watching Undisputed. They had Jason Terry on there. And he got me thinking, like, shit, the King might retire. I mean, unless he still wants to chase some rings and he believes and thinks that he can get one. Because I low-key feel like he could play another 3 years. For sure. Before he's like, I feel like he can play the same way for another 3 years. You know what I mean? I don't know. Let me know in the comments what you think, what team he's going to go to. Some people think he's going to go to Minnesota. You know, one of my homies think he's going to go to Minnesota. Some people think he should go to the Spurs. Some people are already saying he's going to Houston. Let me know what y'all think. Balenciaga, though. Balenciaga, which is one of these motherfucking, it's one of these foreign clothing apparel lines, clothing lines that these rap niggas be wearing, you know what I'm saying? The shoes or the shirts or whatnot. But Balenciaga just came out with, which I'm sure is not their first one, but they came out with a t-shirt. Nigga, the t-shirt is $1,290. Yep, you heard it. $1,290. I said, what the fuck? And then the crazy thing is, if you go on our Instagram, follow us on Instagram, by the way, at @PluggedIn_. Go look at the picture. We posted it today. As a matter of fact, it's May 28th, 2018. Shout out everybody. Plug the fuck in. You already know what the fuck going on. But yeah, go check the t-shirt out, and it's a funny looking ass t-shirt too. It's like they got the model, they got the black guy standing there holding, and it's looking like he's holding a t-shirt, but really it's like the back side of this button up is connected to his collar. It's weird. It's weird as fuck. It's like a t-shirt that he's wearing, but he's not. His arms aren't inside it. I know it's funny how I'm explaining it to you. I can't even understand the shit. What's up, Brody? You are now plugged the fuck in. You know what the fuck going on. So, you know, they shoes are expensive. They whole line is expensive. Just like Louis Vuitton or Christian Louboutin or, you know, Gucci, whatever it may be. But this shit look worse than some of Kanye's clothes. Like, some of the shit he been playing lately or coming out with. Shit look like homeless people shit. And this t-shirt right here is something else. But yeah, moving along. I wanted to get back on LeBron. Because I'm like, LeBron James. Making it to the Eastern Conference Finals for the 8th straight time. We have to really look at that. And I'm getting closer and closer and closer with the Michael Jordan comparison, but I can't compare LeBron and Michael Jordan because they're both two different positions. And for the fact that LeBron can play and guard all 5 positions, I mean, like, what more can you really say? Yeah, Michael Jordan has accolades. Well, LeBron has what seems like even more accolades. He's bigger, stronger. The only thing that I think that is different between them two is Jordan has more of a killer instinct than LeBron would ever have as far as scoring. So, once again, congratulations to LeBron for winning it and getting to the finals for the eighth straight time. Now tonight, we'll get to see here in just like three or four hours, Golden State gonna be playing Houston. Let me know in the comments who you think gonna win. And then let me know who you think's gonna make it to the finals even. You know what I mean? Let me know how you think that's gonna go. I think the finals, there's gonna be a sweep. You know what I mean? That's kind of how I'm feeling right now. I'm not gonna speak on who I think is going to win tonight's game. Leave me a comment though. Let me know. Plug the fuck in. I know Kyrie Irving wasn't at the game last night. Supposedly he had some kind of surgery or something, situation that he was in. It was led to the reason why he couldn't even be there. Because they said Gordon Hayward was on the sideline and shit. So, you know, shout out to Kyrie though. Whatever is a problem. You know what I mean? But I think it's fucked up. Ain't it crazy how this nigga Kyrie still ended up in a game 7 where LeBron was playing, and he could have really just stayed on the team and made it to the finals. He ended up not playing, Gordon Hayward, you know, tore his ACL on the first game, like the first play of the first game of the season. So both Boston All-Stars was out. They lost. I personally thought Boston was going to win that game 7 at home. But, you know, I never doubted LeBron either. So, and they said he's been in so many game 7s. So, you know. So this past Saturday, happy Memorial Day. First of all, I'm sorry. Let's get a moment of silence for Memorial Day. Yeah, so a real life Spider-Man type of nigga. Like, when I first seen him, I said, damn, we got a Black Panther on deck. But as I got to looking, he's more like Spider-Man. So pretty much his name is Mamoundan Gassama. Mamoundan Gassama, an undocumented immigrant. He's a Malian man. He pretty much became a global superhero today for something that he did this past Saturday. In France, there was this baby boy. And this footage is all over. Like I said, it went viral. What's up, Slim? This baby was hanging and dangling from like four floors high off this what looked like building, hotel or some shit. But this Mamoundan Gassama, this nigga Spider-Man climbed his way up four floors like in 10 seconds. Saved the baby. Again, this is in Paris, France. Emmanuel Macron, who is the president of France, he got this man the recognition that he needed publicly, immediately. It's said that the president said that he was getting his papers together so that he could be legal, you know what I mean, and whatnot. And they got him a job as a fireman, so I thought that was dope. I thought that was super dope. You know, that's God right there working. You know what I mean? Now I want to get on these motherfucking rappers, man. Not all of them, because we fuck with them. You know what I mean? I fuck with a little bit of Moneybagg Yo, you know what I mean? Or I might slap some Rich the Factor, you know what I mean? Or you might catch me even slapping some Ray Sherman. You know what I mean? And I could take you all the way back to some J. Cole. I'll be listening to J. Cole for a week straight. But what I'm saying is, the look of some of these niggas and the image of some of these niggas lately, of these SoundCloud rappers, they looking kind of ridiculous. Niggas is walking around here looking like Chipotle to go bags and whatnot, just tats everywhere. Tats covering their face, nigga hair be pink. And I've said this before, because I'm a true hip-hop fan, you know what I mean? And I've said this before, and I've always felt like I'm just from a different era, you know what I mean? And it's really just an opinion. You can also have your opinion. And, you know, I still fuck with some of y'all's music. It's just the image that people are portraying and looking like. It's obviously for attention. You know what I mean? Now, lately, you know, probably about, what, maybe 3 or 4 days ago, it was Friday, Pusha T came out with an album called, what was that shit called? Daytona. Shit slaps, my nigga. Slaps. I personally been, today is the first day I haven't played any of it. And I think I still slapped infrared when I went to jog this morning. But, yeah. Infrared is pretty much like the diss track that the nigga came out with. He has like a 7-track song, a 7-track EP. And Pusha T's pretty much going in. Kanye made all the beats. Supposedly there's a Nas album coming with 7 tracks on it only, all produced by Kanye. Supposedly there's a 7-track album by Teyana Taylor, all produced by Kanye. And, you know, they for them to push out this Pusha T album, I thought this was a pretty good piece of work. Super dope from the opening song to the end. But, yeah, so the song Infrared, the very last song on the motherfucker Daytona album, he's talking about Drake. You know, he's going at Drake. And, you know, you got a lot of Drake fans saying, man, bro, just leave it alone. You know what I mean? Like, this nigga been, because be honest with you, Pusha T and Drake kind of been, like, going back and forth with this shit for a few years now. And it's like, some people's kind of like with Pusha T, like, nigga, give it up. Like, it ain't like Drake losing, you know what I mean? So it's like, what are you doing? But that nigga can't spit, though. And I'm personally on his side. I'm a real hip-hop head, and I fuck with Drake as well. I'm a Drake fan, but, you know, like my nigga was saying, the shit that Drake is really saying is hearsay shit, type shit, you know what I mean? But, so Kanye, you know, he's now been brought up in the conversation between them two. Because, you know, Drake came out with a response to Infrared almost immediately, within a few hours. It was, me personally, I think the nigga already had the shit recorded. But anyway, he drops a song called Duppy, and it's aimed back at Pusha T. Y'all should go check it out. I thought it was pretty dope. Cause you know, Drake got that battle rap shit in him. You know what I mean? But like I said, he's just spitting some hearsay shit. But recently, Kanye was brought into this shit. You know, and people was like, what's up with this nigga? Because this nigga has admitted that Drake has written for him. So Pusha T's making this big deal about Drake not writing his shit, Quentin writing his shit, niggas ghostwriting Drake's shit. But Drake opens his response back by saying, like, basically, nigga, you tripping off me getting help over a couple of verses when your boy got a whole bunch of verses from me, a whole song from me? Your boss, and he's publicly admitted that as Pusha T's boss, Drake has did this for me. So it's like, what the fuck Kanye got Pusha T doing? Like, I don't really see what the point of Pusha T coming out with that shit was for. It was dope to me. I love it though. Music is music. I slapped it. I will continue to slap it. And that's the boom, 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 boom. Yeah, that shit's hard. So, you know, Pusha T and Drake, let me know what you think. Let me know if who's harder to you. You know what I mean? Do you think Pusha T is better than Drake? You know what I mean? And I'm not talking about success. I'm talking about bar for bar MC shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah. The NFL, man, just finding players who kneel during the national anthem has also been a topic of discussion lately for a lot of people. You got the people who really just don't want to pay attention to it. And then you got the people who got no choice but to let it be known that they ain't fucking with it no more. Me personally, I love football. Basketball is my favorite sport to watch and to play. Second would be football. And as far as the NFL goes, I'm not watching NFL because I want it to hurt their ratings. Because it's all about money with them. They don't give a fuck about, you know, the players. You know what I mean? It's all about the bread with them. You know what I mean? I mean, the NFL is trying to use the anthem as like fake patriotism. You know, so here's what I know. If white NFL players decided to, I don't know, take a knee during the anthem, you know, during the national anthem, for soldiers who've died in combat or police who died in the line of duty, you know what I'm saying? If it was white people, if it was white players doing it for that, they'd never be fined. You know what I mean? They'd be looked at as heroes right now. You know what I mean? But they would absolutely never be fined, my nigga. No new rules will be created. You know what I mean? None of that shit. And that's on Gwen. You know what I mean?
I'm plugged in, bitch.
Now, I also believe that if there were some niggas that stopped taking a knee for police brutality and white players did it, Trump wouldn't say a motherfucking thing. He wouldn't say shit. It's a fact. You know, it's black players taking a knee for black people. That's what's really rubbing some white folks the wrong way. Not all of them. The ones that get it, they get it. They're plugged the fuck in. They know what's going on. But the ones that don't, that really just, you know, purposely, they just can't, you know what I mean? They can't look at it like a human being situation. They always got that colorism issue. You know, I'm talking about them. Them is the ones that are just always going to get rubbed the wrong way when it comes to it. You know what I mean? So, you know, this other crazy shit I tuned into, Stockton, California. This 79-year-old pedophile named Lyle Burgess, he pled no contest to raping a 5-year-old girl. He's been sentenced to 90 days house arrest. And also 5 years of probation. Look, man, the girl's lawyer was like, he was a family friend or some shit. So he had like, he was rich, first of all, but he was a family friend. He invited the whole family out to stay in his cabin out in some, it says Calaveras County. So he had this big ass cabin. He invited their family out back in 2016. And so, you know, they, well, from what they're saying is he's very wealthy. And it's just an example of how rich people, time and time again, can escape these penalties for the bullshit that they do. You know, he doesn't even have to register as a sex offender. It's fucked up. And the little girl's family has since filed a civil suit against this dude. Oh, sick ass motherfucker, man. But look, I ain't gonna take up too much more of y'all time. Like I said, tonight is game 7 in Houston versus Golden State. And I'm gonna predict that the score is going to be 88-94. Golden State. And it's in Houston tonight. Let me know who you think gonna win. Comment. And then, you know, we'll get back at it and plug in with y'all the next time.